Danny, what on earth is going on with this jet-powered cheese web?
Like,
so I couldn't find the name of the guy, but basically I found out that this guy in Wisconsin just loved cheese so much that he decided to build a jet-powered cheese wedge.
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't even know. Like, what so is
it's
a
like,
wedge?
It's like a car type thing made out of cheese.
No, like that, edible cheese.
I think so. That's what I'm understanding.
That's powered by a jet. That's powered by a jet, but... That,
what do you do when it gets hot outside? Like, do you just not drive in the heat?
Doesn't the cheese melt?
I think he could eat it.
Like a fondue type vibe.
Imagine you're like driving. Like I'm hungry.
No, I'm thinking like you must just. I think the door handle should be made out of like bread, and so like when it starts to melt, like you get a toasted cheese.
And then if he wants to roll the windows down, he has to eat the cheese.
This is kind of.
But he said he's so okay. I don't know why he didn't say his name, but he said he's so obsessed with cheese that he's. House smells like beet and he loves it.
No. Oh, that's delicious.
So this reminds me of somebody.
It also reminds me of somebody.
And you have a foot fetish. Is that what
Christopher Blicknote, he's probably listening. He has a cheese fetish. Chris, if you're listening, give us a call and we want to know.
We want to hear what your opinion is on a cheese car. Like, can we buy you one for your 18th birthday?
Can we?
I think this is an investment we need to make.
And we could locate this guy and get
Didn't
one.
Didn't he do a speech once on cheese?
I was introduced to him
as the cheese speech guy.
Yes. Yeah, that's Chris, guys. He also produces and runs a lot of Red Radio. So props to you, Chris. We're going to get you a cheese car to say thanks one day.